Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We have with us from Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, Chuck Moran, who is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association. Very popular with his friends on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Chuck, good morning.
Never pays a cover charge.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin. Good morning.
We know on the serious side that bar owners and restaurant owners have really struggled. And tell us exactly who you represent, the kind of impact it has in the state of Pennsylvania.
Sure. And I represent the small business taverns and licensed restaurants. Specifically those who would have an R, H, or E license. These are your neighborhood bars, your mom and pops, your family-owned businesses.
These are the places I like to go to. These are the places that I said last week, Larry, 2 weeks ago, Larry, that it was a beautiful Friday. I just wanted to go talk to a friend and sit at a bar, have a beer with them, and discuss. So these are the nice parts of the community that, well, it's part of that community that just really makes you a hometown, these types of establishments. And how many bars and restaurants do you think will not come back to serve the hometown once the lockdowns are over?
Oh, boy, that's a real good question. It is one of our biggest worries, and we're definitely getting some indicators that there are going to be a number. You know, when all this first started, you know, we were saying, okay, you know, 14 days, 30 days, maybe not as big of a deal. 60 days gets tough. Now that we're approaching 90 days, boy, you're going to hear more and more stories like exactly like that. And, you know, they're going to get to the point where they're going to be struggling for their business, and they're going to make decisions that maybe sometimes isn't well liked by law enforcement, you know, by opening early or whatever, going against orders. But that's, you know, that shouldn't be a crime. It's more a sign of that they're desperate, that they just want to keep alive.
And frustration, although the governor did sign a bill that allowed bars to sell mixed drinks, at least for the remainder of the pandemic, but it doesn't seem like that would be enough to help financially, really, of any significance.
Well, it's a bill that, in combination with other business-saving opportunities, can make a difference. You know, we're getting some reports that businesses that have done that have seen revenue jump 30%. Now, you know, jumping 30% now isn't like jumping 30% 4 months ago. So it is adding some revenue if you're creative and if you're in a good location. It's not for everybody, though, and some places, especially your shot in the beer bars, you know, chances are they're not going to benefit much from it. But for those who can take advantage of it, you know, we're hearing some good things about it.
Some of the smaller establishments, once they are deemed worthy of reopening, how is business going to change? What's the look going to change? How are tables going to be set up differently? Are they working on that now?
Yeah, and the governor just issued some guidance earlier this week. And, you know, honestly, we're happy that places are going to be soon allowed to do some outdoor seating and as well as soon some indoor seating. But boy, the new guidance is so complicated. My fear is that a lot of these places will look at this and say, oh my God, this is going to cost too much to open, or it's not worth our time to open and stay closed. For example, the one rule is you're only allowed to have 12 people per 1,000 square feet or 50% of the fire code, depending what is more restrictive. Well, you know, figure it out. If you're a small corner bar, I mean, you know, 1,000 square feet, that's what, 3 tables of 4 people? That might not be enough to income, especially if those tables don't turn over in a quick manner. And probably won't be able to generate enough revenue to hire your staff back.
So at least we do understand that the governor in the yellow phase on the 5th is going to allow the outdoor seating. But you really need, even with opening inside, you're saying that that's still not enough, even if you go to the green with that.
Yeah, it's for some businesses, the smaller bars, it's going to be real difficult. They're going to have to look at all possible revenue streams, including that mixed drinks to go and take out. It's going to be a struggle for them. And, you know, this doesn't only impact the bar owners and the servers and the bartenders. It also impacts the entertainers. You know, your musicians who might, you know, play a guitar in an establishment, you know, how's that going to impact them?
Okay, some of these smaller bars close. What happens to their liquor license? Does it get a bidding war to a big company that opens up another chain restaurant?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, there's
That's
always
a great question.
Yeah, it's a very, very good one. And this is exactly what makes a lot of licensed restaurants and taverns a little leery of you know, maybe going against the governor's order, which is something we don't advocate for. You know, we want them following the law. But, you know, you can lose your liquor license, and they're not cheap. You know?
Right.
Some of these places, depending upon where you're at, that's their retirement savings. You know, a lot of people who own bars, you know, they'll work the bar for years, and then at the end of their career, they'll sell the bar with the license, and that's their retirement plan. If you lose that license, you just lost your retirement plan.
And that's what the governor can hold over bar owners who don't adhere to the laws. Well, we'll wait to see what Governor Tom Wolf says this afternoon. In the meantime, we appreciate you sharing your story, Chuck, and wish you all the best. And we certainly feel for all those bar owners, the mom and pops in particular, and restaurants. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.